could have been you and me, but our hearts were too rough and our timing was wrong. And harmony, I'd love some harmony, but it takes two and I'm done waiting for you to sing a melody. But it might be slow, 'cause I love you, as you know. Care for me? If I suddenly disappeared and fell off the face of the earth, and I'll let you go, but it might be slow, 'cause I love you, as you know. Can't help but look at her wearing that dress, looking more elegant than I ever would. And I'm gonna stay. I know I probably shouldn't stay. When looking at you and her makes me
forever. No cowboy in my hair. from all the evidence I'll burn. I guess I'll read it in the smoke now, and soon to ashes I'll return. I know the spy is going to tell you it's not my flag up in the bowl. So now he's buried by the lilies, so I could stay forevermore in your eyes, babe. I sense a leak inside my phone now.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Welcome to After Dark with the Clockos.
Hey, everybody. How are we doing tonight?
This is Tasha.
And this is Andy.
And I bet you're a little confused on our first set here. We were told to ease you in, so stay buckled. It'll be good.
It'll get heavier.
Yes. So we started off the evening with our favorite gal, Diddy Wish, with her one of her newest releases from her new album, Songs About Home. After that, we had Bohemian Flats by Lone Rock Bride. They're an alt-country band out of Minneapolis, and they also just came out with a new album called Rosette.
Mm-hmm. And fun fact, my stepbrother, Jordan, plays violin with them. And they're going to be featured at this year's Clocktoberfest.
Yeah, so come check them out live this year. After that, we had Wailing Jenny's Wildflowers, such a beautiful cover of a Tom Petty classic.
Oh, yes.
And they're also, we learned, from Winnipeg, so neighbors to the north.
And end of the set with The Gardener by The Tallest Man on Earth. Swedish fella that does a lot of Americana music.
So as we go on here, we're gonna get a little heavier. In this next set, we're gonna be listening to Floating on a Moment by Beth Gibbons. You might recognize her name from Portishead. And then Drink Before the War from Sinead O'Connor. She wrote this song when she was 20 in her debut album in 1987. And then after that, Flatlands by Chelsea Wolfe.
And without further ado, we'll get you back to the music. ¶¶
song. Nothing we can say will make you see. You got a heart of stone you can never feel. You say, oh, I've lived my life.
And thank you again for tuning in to KAXE After Dark with your hosts, the Clockos. I'm Andy.
This is Tasha.
And we are very excited to be here tonight with you guys. Kind of starting it off a little more acoustic, a little quieter, but we had to throw in a little bit of spice in there. I mean, that Sinead O'Connor song was awesome.
Yes.
And we found out she was only 20 when she recorded that. Like, what were you doing with your life when you were 20?
Definitely not writing anything like that.
Not making epic music and albums and everything. And so we're going to be turning things around here in just a moment. Just wanted to do a little plug here quick. Coming up on Saturday, September 6th, next week, mark your calendars for this year's Grand Rapids River Fest. This year's lineup is Courtney Barnett, Margot Price, Jeremy Albino, and Alan Sparhawk. Tickets and info at GrandRapidsRiverFest.com. If you want to volunteer at the event, head to GrandRapidsRiverFest.com. Get involved. Be there.
And also happening on September 6th is the United Way 1000 Lakes Lumberjack Mile and 5K. Race begins at 9 a.m. At Grand Rapids Public Utilities with registration at 8. Proceeds benefit the United Way's School Pantry Coalition, a network of 11 schools addressing student hunger with nutritious snacks and weekend meals. For more information, visit uwlakes.org/lumberjack. Great way to start off your day before hanging out at Riverfest, for sure.
Going to be a fun day full of lots of excitement.
Absolutely.
And so we're going to get back to the music here in just a minute, but we're going to switch gears, kind of heading more into, you know, I'd say our forte here, a little more prog rock, a little heavy metal happening. It's one of my favorite styles is prog rock because it's you know, not just your normal music. It's always got a little bit more to it. It's got some weird stuff going on. It's almost a little bit of musician's music, but always makes it a little more interesting. So we're going to start you off with a little bit of Emerson, Lake & Palmer from their Brain Salad Surgery album, Carnival Number 9, First Impression, Part 2.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart. Come on.
He's got fasting black lungs made of clove splintered shards. They're the kind that will talk through wheezing of cars. And I hear him every night, in every pore, in every time. It just makes me weak without an answer, weak from all the shame. Must I hide? 'Cause I'm
And that was just a little taste of prog rock, spanning from the 70s, the 80s, with Rush's Limelight, and the 2000s, 2005's from Francis the Mute, from the Mars Volta's album, Francis the Mute, and that was The Widow. The outro goes on for a couple more minutes, but it might not be for radio.
Yeah, you have to really hang in there for
that. You really got to hang in there.
Yeah. And that's pretty much what I love about prog anything, is that it really, like, it tells a story throughout the entire album. So any of these bands, the past few and the ones that we have coming up, the entire album is like a piece of art that just stands on its own. And just the progginess traverses all genre, which I appreciate.
Absolutely. It just keeps you engaged, keeps me coming back, wanting to listen to it again and again and again.
Yeah, always finding something new. For sure. And coming up next, we're going to get a little heavier. We're just trying to dip our toes in here one song at a time. We're going to hear some Zeal and Ardor. Now, these guys are a Swiss-American band. Most of the band, I think, is from Switzerland. And the main guy is from New York and is also Swiss. So they, speaking of traversing genre.
This is an interesting one for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Zeal and Ardor is incredible in every sense of the word for me. We saw them live recently, which definitely ticked a box for me.
Oh, it was fantastic.
So talented. After that, we have Protection by Emma Ruth Rundle. This is another person who just is genre bending. I think I've heard her play just about every genre.
Yeah, pretty much.
And yeah. It's all just very unique and heavy.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And?
Any more announcements? We're going to talk about the weather.
Yeah, the weather, it's getting pretty nice out. Liking those kind of pre-fall crispy nights we're having here.
Yeah.
Good night for a bonfire.
Yeah, right now it's 66. It feels like 66, which never happens.
It seems accurate.
And yeah, I think what's tomorrow have in store for us?
Well, let's find out here.
I think it's going to be another clear day in the 78... clear Monday too, partly cloudy in the 70s, and then it looks like we have a lot of rain coming up.
Well, it makes for a good Labor Day weekend before school starts and all that, and we're back to the regular old routines.
Sure.
And
yeah, we'll go with that.
Get out and enjoy it while we can.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's get into this next block of music, and we'll talk to you after that.
Don't breathe too loud.
And you're tuned into KAXC After Dark. This is 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. And you just heard Protection from Emma Ruth Rundle and Are You the Only One Now by Zeal and Ardor. One of Tasha's favorite bands, for sure.
For sure, yeah. Their newest album release is called Greif, which I've learned is German for griffin, which is fun to know.
That's pretty sweet. It is. And yeah, and coming on up, we're going to keep it a little heavier now. We're kind of getting into that, you know, we've got the first hour under the way. You're now in the 10 o'clock hour. And hope you're still stay tuned with us and hope enjoying the tunes so far. As we're having some fun here ourselves.